Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba ba dee ba ha da woo da dee da.
The twins. Ah ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
How to go to prom day.
So excited.
Mom, calm down.
No, we gotta get your hair done. You're gonna look like a princess. A princess.
I want it sleek all back.
What? What? You don't want it? You want to pull it in a little tight pony? A princess
pony?
No.
Little,
well, okay. Okay, sure, sure. What, you know, whatever
just
it is,
calm
to press
down.
That man. Press that man. You know who you.
He's a friend.
What? What do you mean?
He's a friend. I asked him. He's a friend.
What? He's a guy and he's a friend. You're not.
Yeah, we have those sometimes, Mom.
That can happen. What?
You know, occasionally.
What if he sees you and he goes, oh, I'm going to get a little lovey-lovey.
No, he's just a friend, Mom. There's nothing to do with, like, no crush, no nothing. He's really gay.
What? I'm so proud. So proud.
I must say, Darcy cannot fathom that she would go with a boy who was not romantically interested in her. It's such a symbol.
She would. We don't know if this guy's gay. We're not talking about that. We're not.
No. We
you
have
just
no
said
idea.
As a joke. Yeah. So please don't. If she did though, Darcy would be like, "I'm so happy." She would love it.
But she'd probably say, even then, she'd say, "Wish she went with the straight guy, so she might get something."
Well, you might turn him. Happened to me once. I went with the gay guy, and then next thing you know, here comes you.
Wow.
Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacy.
Darcy and Stacy.
What's the name of this episode, Poodle?
I didn't know.
Y'all, we're remote but grow because Poodle is still faking the sickness to keep away
I am
from me.
Not faking
He's
anything.
I mean, but at this point, we're going on weeks now. Wow. Wow.
He's got a
stomach virus, but nothing's happening.
It came upon me on Thursday, and it is now Monday. I feel much better. I just have zero energy.
I think there's something. He came in you on Wednesday, and then it came upon you on Thursday. So I think that's it. You took the football team.
Maybe I am pregnant.
Yes, you didn't tell the offensive line that they can't have you, and this is what happens.
I'll do my best. I'm trying to do it for the listeners.
Wow.
Send love. And broth soups.
Broth soups. Y'all, this episode, season 4, episode 4, shocking news and wedding blues.
Shocking news? What's the shocking news?
That Georgie is going to be the best man.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
We got some other news about Georgie, and we're going to talk about that later, y'all.
You're going to surprise me?
No. We watched it today. No, I'm talking about his dick.
Oh, we've known that. It just got correlated.
Yes, finalized.
Check out just a little bit of news of our own. We released our Bi-Curious episode today, I believe.
Yeah, Monday.
On the Peacock series, The Traitors, one of my favorite series this year. And we only do episode one,
but there's
a little bit. What?
We do
with me with a power. There's a little bit at the end where I recap the whole season. So if you don't, and I tell you basically the results. So if you want to watch the whole thing, which I highly recommend, do not listen to the last bit. We give you plenty of warning, but I don't want you coming at me and saying, I listened to it and I had to tell Carl about it. We told people. Yeah, so don't. I will say it's your phone fucking fault. And I've zero patience because I'm a stomach virus.
So when you find out that Kate Chastain actually fucked one of those aliens over Lake Huron, don't blame us.
Hopefully we're not invaded.
You know, hopefully not. But at the same time, we've gone through a plague. We never did that before.
It could be on the bingo card.
It does seem on the bingo card. It also, I mean, that's something if you're alive when we finally get invaded by aliens after the millions of years we've lived on this planet that we get to see it.
I think they've been here a lot of times. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Pyramids. I'm like Mike all of a sudden. Ancient aliens.
Trees. He believes in aliens. Trees.
Creeb. That was as high as I could go today. Hopefully I can do Florian still.
We'll see.
My stomach hurts.
Speaking of, they're walking around. This poor coconut vendor.
This man is just trying to sell coconut. What is this, cocoa? The cocoa?
And then Stacey, she's like talking about how she likes coconut oil.
Rub it on me.
And Florian starts rubbing it on her body.
And the guy just stares at them. And they eat it, Lady and the Tramp style.
They do.
And she's like, you don't like coconut water, but you sure like these coconuts. Ha! I mean, my boobs. Big old globes.
Shakes her. And he's like, yes, I like.
She's stressed about the wedding and Darcy because she says, she was just coming at me. She was really coming at me really hard. And she's like, she always thinks she's above me. She always thinks like she's trying to put me down. And Florian goes, she's not happy for people. Deep down, happy for herself. Someone said that I just go, the whole time, and I think I do. I kind of keep a running during to keep my voice high.
Well, Florian does seem pained.
Yeah. So the next thing about Darcy is packing for Connecticut, y'all, because it's Aspen 16th and Aniko's prom.
Yeah, and my computer keeps, I don't know why, it doesn't want to type Aniko. It keeps typing Anita. Have you seen my good friend Anita?
No one is named Anita anymore.
I don't know anybody named Anita anymore.
No, it's not.
I think we have an Anita Dick or Anita something like. She joined the Facebook group kind of around when Donna Down for Dick did.
Anita Dick. Okay. I like that.
I like that.
They took separate flights, y'all, because there's still tension.
But Darcy said, I admit I was a bit defensive and aggressive at the time. I admit it. But she kind of like, she wants more compassion because, y'all, again, this is what's so great with Darcy and Stacey. This isn't about what's happening now. This is about decades of childhood trauma, and she's like, basically, I would stand up for Stacey. She had that whatever the thing, I forget what it's called,
vitiligo, they are still working through it.
They're still working through it. She's like, I want her to defend me. I want her to stand up for me, protect me. Sometimes, that's all I want.
And I think it's very valid to talk about these things. However, once you talk about them and you're not actively working on them. I don't think it makes any, it doesn't do any good.
No.
Unfortunately. No, but when she said, we were bullied, and I was like, boy, but you know you're 46 and 47-year-old women now.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm saying bringing it up without working on it is useless.
Again, it goes back to what I say. the why is not important. They know why they do it, and they're not working. Yeah. You're right. They're not working
on the process.
They're not working on it at all. But they don't. I mean, it's kind of fast forwarding, but they don't really work on it at all. Period. They literally just kind of their
forget
father
about it.
Just shames them and reminds them that they at least aren't
their
brother's
dead
brother. And they're like, well, let's just swallow this feeling.
So y'all, they do get back.
It's pretty funny when they get in the van. It was funny when Darcy got in the van and they get in the van and she's like,
at one point, Stephanie and Florian is, and she's like, hope Darcy's not in the mood.
And Darcy gets in. She's like, well, you good?
Yep, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine too. I'm good.
It's Aspen's birthday, so let's be chill.
Yeah, let's just have a birthday. No drama. No drama.
And then she's like, can we start a party store?
Yo!
And y'all, they have this enormous thing of balloons and a cake. It's
and
way,
a shitty cake.
It's way, it, right. And the balloons probably cost $200. And the balloons are so many balloons. Again, you know my feelings on these.
I like balloons.
I find them useless and I find them scary because I'm afraid one's going to pop and it's going, and I'm not going to be prepared and it will scare me.
I understand that, but I feel like balloons are very
festive.
Celebratory. Yeah, festive.
Fuck you, balloons.
But I get it, just waiting in terror for one of them to pop. I get that.
Yeah. Like one floats around me, or the idea of someone stepping on a balloon and waiting for it to pop.
Like when Darcy said, oh my God, it's getting caught in the fan. Did you like get
yes,
stressed out?
I had to look. Yeah, when she said, oh, it's caught in the fan. Ha! And y'all, Daddy Silva's made some dinner.
Ooh, looking good.
He's
looking
quite
like
stoic.
A snack. Yes.
And they're talking about business stuff.
And he says, how's it going in Miami? Darcy says, it's going good. We got a big opportunity. Huge. Big opportunity. Right, Stace?
Yeah, we're doing something for...
Yeah, it's so good.
Kids.
It's so good. We're doing the thing. Yeah. Right, Stace? Tell him about it, Stace.
And she's like, can I tell him? I feel like you're always cutting me off.
What?
And I wrote down, both of you do that.
Both of you
do consistently
that.
Cut each other off. It is how you try to one-up each other. And at one point, Daddy Silva goes, this is cutting off each other. This is bullshit. Cut that off. When I'm gone, I'm gone. And they just go.
And then he added, and there's only two of you left. And then he tells this. It was very moving. He talks about taking a year off with his son. And then this was... And
his son, holding his son in his arms for 3 hours after he died.
I understand that. The hardest part of my whole dad's fake cancer journey was
leaving.
Out of that hospital room. I'd be like, oh,
still,
I'm free. And I would just run out.
That last part of the detail is the one you worked on the most.
I'd be sad. No, but and Daddy Silva was crying about, and like, so...
I need you to understand the importance of family, he keeps saying.
So Darcy's like, you know, I think I have stress about this. And it rolls over and I put it on you. And I'm like, no, it's actually not anything to do with about what's going on right now.
Right.
It's not that.
Don't you want to scream that?
It's the same pattern where Stacey does say she's sorry, but Darcy's always the one that has to like kind of relent or acquiesce a little bit. But Stacey's never said, like, you know, hey, I know this is hard for you. I could be a little kinder when I talk about my wedding. Never.
No. That also would feel like for Stacey, that would her having to feel like she was apologizing for her wedding. And
I get that she shouldn't, but.
But
anyway, yes, they hug over the cake and she looks at her sister and she's like, we need to stay strong.
And not argue. And they kind of stuff it back down where their big inflatable boobies are.
Mm-hmm.
where it normally goes. And then they sing happy birthday like prehistoric birds that don't have a key. It's so awful. God, I really wish we could stop singing that song on television. I really wish I could pass a law, just get enough signatures.
I think
it's just so awful.
Honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think happy birthday
that, that
is
ship
here
has
to
sailed.
Stay.
Yeah.
I think it's here to stay and you need to just somehow make peace with it.
Fine. 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 But y'all, all that's fine because we get Debbie and Raina this episode.
Yeah. We're going to talk about them when we get back. Okay. Y'all, the girls are back. It's wine time. Get out your glasses.
It's wine slur o'clock.
We are ready. God,
I miss back with our girl, Darcy. Darcy
looks so good. She looks so good.
I love seeing Darcy because she just like, you know, you need a friend to just say, dance, friend, no, dance.
Yep, yep, she's always there. She's always
she's
there.
She's always dancing. It's just joy. Hey. Where can I get some more? Can I get some more Kim Crawford?
Honey, you're cut off. You're cut off. You're cut off.
Okay. All right. I miss these women.
Me too. As soon as I saw them, and they both look good.
They look great.
I don't know if Raina's had like a nip or a tuck, or just maybe put on really good makeup. She looks good.
She looks good. Debbie had a refreshed look too.
Yeah.
I'm saying this now. We're not going to go to Connecticut.
I would love to hang out with them. I would love it.
I would just...
It'd be a blast.
Oh, my God. I would love to hang out with them.
They're the kind of women who would completely fetishize us for being gay men, but I wouldn't care. And they would talk to us about gay sex all night long.
I'll be honest. Sometimes there's a... Jake and I are very... I am very Darcy. Poodle's very Stacy. But Jake is also very Debbie, and I'm very Raina.
That's true.
I think that's why we love them. And y'all, something that we learned in this segment, just period, is that they're all dick pigs.
They're
just
all
like the rest
dick
of you.
Pigs. Well, I think we knew that, but it got confirmed. So
and if there's any better way to do it, I think now it's time. I don't care if you're sick or not.
Yeah, I'll work up enough energy.
We're doing... a Darcy and Stacy reality gays theater. Do it big. All right.
I'll be playing
the role of Darcy. Poodle's going to be Debbie. And Raina
will be a little bit of Raina.
That'll happen. And action.
Oh, girl, you look good. You look good, girl.
Yeah. Ooh, grab a tits, Raina.
Oh, yeah.
I look good. You're good. Yank, yank.
Thanks. So how's Miami? How's Miami, girl?
Good. It's good. We just been, I feel like my old self.
You got that single glow. You got that single glow.
Thank you. I cut the cord. Cord that was energetic cord. I cut that cord.
Yeah. What kind of guy are you looking for? What kind of guy are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone who's funny.
None of your guys were funny before. Any of them were funny.
They're horrible. Horrible, horrible people. Yeah, I need humor. That's what's... They gotta get my jokes.
Because you're, like, funny.
You're very funny.
Thank you. I like to be funny. Yeah, you're so funny.
I tell you what. You need to cut the cord. You cut the cord for him. Yeah. You cut the cord for Georgie. You cut him for, like... He was sucking on your tit. That's what he was doing. He was sucking on your tit. Ha ha! He was sucking on your tit. Just sucking on your tit for money. Because you know what? When the money runs out, he's gone. Yeah.
It's true. It's gone. He likes sucking on the ticks. I like sucking on something else. Okay.
You know what? Okay. Sometimes it's time to party. Dance for us, Darcy. Dance for us, Darcy.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I am actually dancing.
Clapping. It's like a Jewish wedding.
Get it. I'm not Jewish, but hey-oh.
I am, but it's
Shalom.
Good.
Shalom. All right. I'm ready.
I got to tell you.
Find a nice Jewish man.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So, what? I got to ask you, Darcy. So, you like a guy.
Yeah.
And then you go to bed with him.
Yeah.
And sleep with him. You find in his package as what you wanted. What do you do?
I mean, that's fine. I don't care. I don't care about the package anymore. I'm not going to be dickmatized anymore. No more.
So,
no
how
more.
Was Jesse? Was he well endowed? What about Georgie?
It's a huge snake. Big old dick.
Oh my.
Huge.
Oh my.
Like went down to his knees. I was like,
big
whoa.
Big dick.
Whoa. Yeah. Boy.
Walk, couldn't watch Drake for 3 weeks. Kind of miss that. Kind of miss that big D, the big dick energy. You know what I mean? But I'm not with him.
Gonna find new man.
New man. Not a big dick at all.
Where's my Crawford?
And scene.
So, a couple things are confirmed in this scene that we already knew.
I just want to clap for all three of these women talking about what we all wanted them to talk about.
No, we all want, and they, what they want to talk about.
Yes, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
This was one of my, I think this might
this
go down.
This is women's lib. What?
I have a feeling that the phrase women's lib hasn't been said since the mid-80s. And when it's usually said, it's said by horrible men.
Well, okay, women's rights, whatever you want to say.
You could say feminism.
This is feminism.
Okay. Hashtag feminism. Thank you. I coached you through that one.
Hashtag Bodrum. Hashtag women's lib. Women's lib.
Like, that's something a man in his 70s would say. Oh, look, with the women's lib these days.
Well, I mean it in a positive way.
The second coming of Phyllis Schlafly. But these, I've been waiting for this scenes like this for the entire season. And I'm so glad they're back. They keep the funny. I was going to say, what we learned, two things. Three things, really. Number one, they're all three dick pigs. Darcy's a dick pig. Raina, Debbie, all Debbie. Dick pigs.
Yeah. Your mom's a dick pig too, by the way, y'all. Your mom, your aunt,
and the baby you're rocking right now.
I bet your dad's a dick pig.
I don't know. Not all dads are dick pigs.
Fine.
Some of them, 30% at least. Number one, I said number one, they're dick pigs. Number two, Jesse is below average, which we knew.
We called that again. We feel like he has somewhat bigger balls, but not a nice penis.
No.
He's all butt, y'all. It's his ass.
Three, Georgie is huge.
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 You know why? Because someone
Riviera.
Took a spit on the Dick Riviera. I let him stick it in the Dick Riviera.
I can't sing high. I'm sorry. I may just like shit my pants.
You know what? Darcy probably almost did too when he had sex with her. There was no room. And I love it that they didn't even do it in the scene there, but then the producers chose to talk about it in her in the moment. So then we're having even more of Darcy saying,
there's one thing that I miss. That BDE.
That energy. It's so good. I loved this scene. The next thing we have is the Darcy and Aniko thing, which we already did at the salon.
Yeah,
talking about her getting ready to go for her for prom.
Again, I'm glad she didn't try to roll her hair. I've already went off on my prom hair journey. Yeah, I'm glad she just did something simple and cute.
It's not that I'm opposed to it, but like, when you're 16 and 17, look like you're 16 and 17.
Well, that's kind of not what they do now, but
yeah. But I was like, it's okay to kind of look natural. Your hair doesn't have to be cuckoo magoo.
Yeah, but I want you to think about how old you sound, because when you were 16 and 17, did you want to look 16 and 17?
No, but I guess I'm thinking of, I would say this, embrace the fact that you're 16 and 17 and you don't have to do this with you don't have to curl your hair and put it up and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
No.
You're gorgeous at 16 and 17. You have to do very little work.
It's true. And I have to say, I loved Aniko's dress. I loved the color.
I said the same thing. I gasped.
It was really pretty. It wasn't like those girls who, some of you wore them. I know you did. Oh, those girls that wore the crop top dresses. Oh man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those girls. Those were brave girls in Lone Grove, because, I mean, they would get shamed by other women.
Aniko's dress had a little cutout, but it wasn't like crop toppy.
Yeah, and I know that's a thing. I'm not shaming y'all. I'm just saying, like, in Lone Grove, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to go to the church lock-in after prom. Although I think the girls with the crop tops didn't want to go anyway.
For us, it was a crop top. It was the short prom dress. It was the short, because a lot of times when I was going to prom, they had the really high necklines with the short dresses. So
did you go with a girl to prom?
I did.
Did you go as?
She was a friend. We were friends.
So she was smart.
We kind of went as a group.
She was smart enough to know. Did y'all match together? Like, were you matching ties and all that kind of stuff or no?
No, I don't think we did. I don't think everything was as planned out as yours was.
Well, no, did you have fun at prom or did you get drunk and Irish goodbye-er?
I think I was ready to go. We went to an after prom party. We thought the prom was lame. I still kind of think prom is lame.
No, yeah, it's prom is lame.
How was yours?
It was fun. Both of them were fun, but but I didn't care about the prom part. The after party is what's fun.
Right. That's what I wanted to go to. Yeah.
I don't and dancing some at prom, but who cares? We were just in the cafetorium. That's where we ate lunch every day.
So it was at the school?
Well, yeah, they couldn't have it where you might have some sin around. Couldn't have it.
No,
it
can't
school.
Be on the premises of your school. Be in the gym.
The devil's going to get you at Fireside Dining. That's why they had it at the cafetorium. It was perfect. There was a stage there to entertain right across from the lunch lady serving us a dinner.
Wow.
It took a lot to decorate those cafetorium walls, and nothing really stuck to that painted brick.
It's kind of funny then, like, they would always do prom fundraisers. If it was at your school, what would it be paying for?
That prom, they raise money for things?
Yeah, ours. Yeah.
Oh, ours didn't raise enough for anything. We had to raise money to pay, and people had to pay to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had to pay to go, and there was a prom committee that did all fundraising and stuff like that to, like, pay for the venue.
Oh, no, yeah, the people paid to go, and that's what paid for the meal. Yeah.
Wait, there was a meal?
They had a meal. They had a dinner at prom.
What?
Yeah, cattle wrestlers usually catered it.
No, you had like some hors d'oeuvres and like a punch bowl. There wasn't a meal.
No.
Am I alone in this?
We had a sit-down dinner.
What?
Yeah, maybe, sit-down dinner. Maybe that's where they entertain. That's where we had people sing and entertain.
Yeah, that we've talked about this before. This whole entertainment thing, talent show.
But that's why it was confusing to you because you didn't know what are people going to do during a sit-down dinner is that they had entertainment.
Again, I need feedback on this because I feel like my prom experience was universal. Come at me if you had a sit-down dinner and there was entertainment during your prom. I need to know if this was an Oklahoma thing.
Well, they were. The year after I left, Stuckey's was going to cater it. And then the owner got thrown in jail a week before, and they had a scramble.
A catered prom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill and Barb's did it for years, and then he died.
Maybe this is more common than I would think. But in my prom and all the television shows I've seen about prom, there's like hors d'oeuvres and a punch bowl. I've never seen a catered dinner.
Yeah, I don't know what's the norm. I only have what I did. But
I'm just asking people.
I know regionally where we're from, most of the other schools all had dinner at prom.
So y'all, I need to hear about if your prom also had a catered sit-down dinner.
Yeah.
And entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then we'd finish eating, and then all the women would go outside or go to the side and take picture, and all the guys, we'd move the tables for the dance floor.
Why wouldn't the guys get to take pictures?
Well, we took pictures later, but the women didn't move the tables, so all the guys, we had to move the tables in our tuxedos.
But some of the women were probably stronger than you.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, That didn't really help.
We need to move on. I'm very concerned and existential right now, thinking I'm wondering if my prom should have had a catered dinner.
It was hard doing the tables in tuxedo, those rented tuxedo shoes, because they're slippery while you're trying to move stuff over the linoleum.
A catered dinner. We had like one of those nights later on, like senior night, where there was a catered dinner. That was like an appreciation, like a banquet, and was a catered dinner, and
Catfish Louie's every year to this day still does it. Well, they
sounds
well,
fancy.
Well, no, it is. Catfish Louie's is good because it's
it sounds high caliber. Well, they almost got their Michelin star.
It's where what was that restaurant called? Not Los Tacos.
I don't care what was in there. No, there.
There was a Mexican restaurant that used to be there for years, and then Catfish Louie's took over, and people missed the Mexican restaurant. So they got their recipes. So they're Catfish Louie's, but they serve Mexican food. And you can get some catfish too. So it's good catering because people can get what they want.
So we're taking pictures. And her date is running late, and Darcy is even more nervous than Aniko.
She is more nervous than Aniko. She keeps asking her, too. She's not helping. She's pulling a mother poodle or a mama mar in this situation and just keep asking, where's your date? Where's your date? Where is he?
And at one point, did you notice how Stacy and Darcy look like none of the other mothers there?
None. None of the, and they're all like dancing, like, hey,
they're wearing cutoff House of 11 shirts with their boobs out, with their midriffs exposed.
There's literally a mom just behind them who's just wearing like a nice blouse from Walmart and Chico pants,
stretch pants,
and just kind of staring at them like, okay.
The kind you hook around your feet for your shoes.
I mean, that's what I want to see. Is I want to see Stacy like in the bleachers, like at some school event, just talking to other moms.
They just don't look like moms, traditional moms. So we do find out that she's like, so Stacy and I, we went to prom together, and I went and then we find out no, it was with another guy.
Fun. They went with one of their friends because y'all remember they said they were nerds. So I love it that they went with one guy.
But so they basically, and they're fighting about who's the better dancer. And she's like, Darcy gets all sexual.
and Stacy recreates it's exactly how Darcy dances.
I agree.
It's very on point.
And y'all, Aniko's date shows up. He's cute. It's fine. It's all good.
He's cute. They're cute. And then like any other, they run away and Darcy's just standing there going, bye. Have fun. Find love.
I miss my daughter. I'm gonna love.
So we're back to Miami.
Because that's what happens. Your children grow older.
They do.
And they leave you.
I thought I'd never grow tall as this fence. I will cry. I cry like a baby every time I think about that aria. Dare snore.
What aria?
It's what's his name's song? Not Laurie's song? Laurie's song from the Tenderland?
It is like called Laurie's song, yeah.
Yeah. I almost get there. There we go. I needed more air.
It was still a little flat, but you're sick.
I know. So, I'm sick. I knew it was flat. You didn't need to scream at me. Yeah, yours is raspy. Boy, I don't know what's worse. Gross. So, there we go.
Still, yeah, you're sick. So, okay. let's move on.
We're back to Miami.
Miami.
They are going to the store. Impossible Kicks.
Okay.
Seeing Johnny Mack.
Maybe I just need to get it done.
He's hot. No, he's hot.
Johnny Mack is hot. Okay. I just want to make sure.
You can get it.
All right. He kind of has the same vibe as the guy that dated Nuttley on Single Life.
He does have that vibe. Josh.
They're both Miami guys.
Josh Weinstein.
Y'all. Darcy would totally date a Josh. Josh wouldn't date Darcy because...
No, she's 25 years too old. Too much
older. Yeah.
Um, So they want to go global.
I love it. So they're riding in the Uber, y'all, and Darth, they're starting their, which, by the way, y'all, if you're
they're hyping each other up.
If you're feeling a little down this Valentine's Day, because we know that's coming up tomorrow, y'all, be sure to check our TikTok and our Instagram, and we've got a very special message from Darcy.
Darcy Valentine's.
So be sure to check that. And if you enjoy it, share it to your own feed. Share the Valentine's.
Please, sharing is caring. So like STDs.
Exactly. So there, she's like, we're going to do it. Let's do it. We've got this. Boss bitch. And then suddenly, they start playing their own song to hype up themselves. And did you see that when the camera shot and
yes!
panned to the Uber driver?
The Uber driver just kind of looks back over and looks scared. And he's thinking, damn, where I came from, no one did this.
No,
I'm a little frightened.
This. I'm a little frightened right now. So they go. They go to meet them.
On the right path. We're on the right journey.
On the right path. Dupik. And so they go to meet him. Y'all,
he says,
basically,
this looks Connecticut.
And did you see Darcy kind of look over, like try to look at Stacy, but not look at Stacy?
Well, they smile because they can't look uncomfortable on camera.
Yeah, we thought that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you both said you wanted classic looks instead of, even though your buyer said you wanted to go for more Miami looks.
Yeah.
So he says, this is not what we want. You've got a couple of weeks. And they're like, got to go to L.A. So they're going to, now it's the, now we're going to get the Silva twins out in L.A. Pressure, which means they're going to fight.
Please, I need to know when they're in L.A. so we can stalk them, because I would.
I would love to know that,
I would
too.
Drive around looking for them.
I don't think they'd go out with us, because I think that would be too much.
No, yeah. I actually think, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I think we're actually too messy for them. Let's be real.
No, you're right. I think you're right. So,
although, unless they went, because you know, I do love a good stripper. I do love a good go-go dancer. They might
They're not going to go to those places.
You know, Darcy might. Maybe Darcy and I would go out. Darcy and I would go be single ladies, and you and Stacy could go be betrothed women or whatever.
No, that's not going to happen. So y'all, Flory and Stacy are looking at wedding venues, and this is a gorgeous place that they're looking at.
I love this venue.
And it's not too Miami ostentatious. And
it actually reminds me of California, the way that
it. Yeah, it looks kind of mission-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the same, probably because that was probably made by the Spanish. So, but anyway, they are, everyone is just like, they're looking around, and looks like it's going to be $70,000 to $90,000 to have this place.
That's not, that's a ridiculous amount of money, but that's for like a wedding of 150 in LA.
For like, a wedding venue like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where
I bet you it's better catering too than Catfish Louie's. Which is saying something.
I'd wager that. Yeah. With Mexican food.
Yeah.
He basically says that we also hear that this was basically a scene just so we could find out that Georgie is Florian's best man.
Yeah, because the wedding planner is never going to say, who are you picking as
who's
your best
man? Because I'm nosy.
They don't give a shit, but we find out it's real or not. Stacy looked fucking surprised.
Are you serious? Are you serious? It's going to be weird and it's going to be awkward.
And he's like, it's my decision. So Florian's becoming groomzilla. And she's like,
he is becoming
drama.
He has been a groomzilla.
I'm a groomzilla.
Georgie's bringing drama and I don't need that on my wedding day. And Florian stomps off. Hopefully not so someone won't stomp on him like if they had a brick earlier.
That's true.
I don't want people to step on me.
And that's it, y'all. Fiend.
That's the show.
It wasn't an action-packed Darcy and Stacy, but it was a good episode because it was just them squabbling in the van and just that scene with Debbie and Raina.
It's It's actually was an action-packed episode because so much happened that there were so much traveling, there weren't a lot of conversations. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those episodes.
It's good. I enjoyed it. I
wonder how many episodes we're going to have this season. At least 10.
I feel...
Probably 12. 12 feels right to me because they had 13 last season. And a tell-all, remember?
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, those wigs.
Those
tell all wigs. I feel like it's 12. That's what I feel.
12
like
makes sense to me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to look in our email, but I can't find it, so I'll have to look later because right now it just would be silly to just sit here and, you know. Anyway.
Dither. Oh, before I forget, y'all, we did a collab with Dylan and Patrick from another Below Deck podcast and their other podcast, Bad TV. We had so much fun. It was gay and straight together, uniting love in any language straight from the heart. It was a wonderful time. They were so funny. It was way, way too long since we'd done it. We will do it again. We talked on their podcast about Love is Blind mostly. And when we talked on ours about Below Deck, Love After Lockup, and what else? Maybe a little bit of Toe. We had a good time, though.
God, you get off. You are so flirty with them. Y'all, it was good. We had a really good time, but Poodle just made a fool of himself. Just a plain spectacle.
That is not true.
I'm just saying.
I did tell Patrick that I would go to his family home while they were watching a Pats game, and his mother would be screaming at him and blow him in the bathroom with his mother knocking on the door. For some reason, that made it hotter for me.
And we wonder why TLC never calls us. Y'all, that's the show. A good episode.
Patrick,
this week.
Get out here and taste my gravy.
I do have a bit of sad news this week. We are going to be covering Extreme Sisters. Sadly, because there was no 90 Day Fiance, there was no MILF Manor, so there will not be a MILF Manor minute this week.
I'm sorry
to say. So I'm heartbroken about it.
Oh, no, so sad.
No so poos is. Anyway, we're going to soldier on. Poodle's going to continue his fake sickness and hope. And by the way, we know we've gotten the emails. You better have been working on it. Someone knows that the applications for Big Brother are supposed to be sent in.
I'm aware.
Y'all, this is the deal. Unless he doesn't do it, and then I will shame him for it. We can't talk about it anymore because I realized if Poodle gets on Big Brother...
We can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. And y'all can't talk about it. You can't post about it. You can't say, it's Poodle on Big Brother on Twitter if he's not here for a couple of weeks. Like, you can't say any of that shit.
Right. If I go...
You could get him kicked off. You could get him kicked off.
If I go to say I'm going to a convent in the south of France for a while because I need to have a baby there... Because I'll be disgraced otherwise.
I'm telling you, if you Carl's
I'm going to get a new face in Switzerland.
If you Carl's wife tweet out, I think Poodle's on Big Brother, and then tag Big Brother and us, and then suddenly Jake gets removed.
I'll come to your house. Yeah. I'm having two ribs removed in Bodrum, Turkey.
Bodrum. Hashtag Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum.
Anyway, so y'all... Don't talk about it unless we bring it up. There we
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
You can talk about it in the Facebook group because that is a private group.
That's a closed Facebook group, but on social medias. Mm-mm.
If he's gone away, y'all, he hasn't even put in the application yet. So let's be honest.
But if I'm gone,
Jake's
got to
do that. So don't get
your hopes
up.
I'm gone for like 60 days.
Don't ask me.
You'll know. Let's just say that. Or maybe I'll just leave for 60 days.
Yeah, maybe he'll just leave.
Oh, you can get a post. Maybe Oinky's available.
If I can just put a puppet with a battery up its ass, it'll be the same. All right,
everybody. I dare that puppet to do what I can do.
That's the show, everybody. We'll see you next week. And remember, if you want to be if you want to be on Big Brother, or if you want to be on any reality show, Poodle, what do you got to do that?
Manifest it.
And fill out that goddamn application.
And fill out an application.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.